Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. I'm speaking with Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. Welcome back to the show, Larry.
Thank you, Jim.
Larry, as usual, a very busy time at the American Manganese offices. What have you been up to?
Well, we're working on behalf of the company pretty steady this week, putting in a lot of 10, 12-hour days. And so we got, we're trying to make something happen. And we'll see what happens. But I can't go into any details on what we were talking about. But it was a very busy time. And I thought, maybe I'd just give a brief rundown on what's happening. We're still working away with Cometco. There's results pending next week. So we should have some news on that. And we haven't lost sight of anything. We'd like to report more on the new plant that we're building. And, the 640 kilogram a day plant, and which is much larger. And we've ordered all the long lead items, and some of them have come in, some haven't. So we're basically doing the design now on that plant, and then we'll be ready to roll once everything's in. That's beyond our control. And that's why I don't publish timelines, because these are COVID times, and prices of materials and prices of fabrication and everything have gone up considerably. So we just stay with the times. We ordered these several months ago, so we probably paid less for them than we would if we were ordering today. And but that is kind of where we're at there. We're finishing up a final report for the DLA, and we'll be submitting another budget for further work. And we got high hopes that that it will be accepted, and we can continue on with that work. So it's the company's been busy, Cometco's been busy, and working on our projects as well as the others. They've got 500 customers or something like that, so it's not like we're the only customer for them, but we are the one that gets the A-team, and that really counts. So I thought I'd talk about our recycling of scrap material and how that works. And basically, let's use a battery, for example. A battery, finally reaches the end of life, and it's shipped somewhere where somebody purchases it and maybe creates some black mass out of it, or it's... But that battery has to be licensed to go across and get special permits, state lines, country lines, those sorts of things, and so there's a high cost in transportation. Our model is that we put a recycling plant at the end of a battery manufacturer, and we do it all right there, one stop, one shop, and we turn it around from battery cathode material to battery cathode precursor that can go directly into the battery. They can put it back into a new battery, which appeals to some of the OEMs. And so that's kind of our line, but I'd like to talk about the savings we have on that. Currently, let's say you're a miner and you're mining cobalt and your nickel or whatever, and you send it off to a battery manufacturer. He's going to have charges for chemical treatment of that battery. He'll probably pay less than the current LME price on the market for the ingredients, like cobalt and nickel and manganese. And, of course, lithium, let's not forget lithium. Although there's few companies out there that can recycle lithium, we are one that can. And so that adds cost. It's, you know, shipping to wherever it's ground up to material, and the material goes to probably to a smelter somewhere, or to somebody that's using some method of recycling metallurgically. We feel that we've nailed down the best recycling opportunity there is out there. And, you know, and that's in our patents. And, you know, there's certain ways that we can tell if somebody's encroaching on our patents. It would take a physical trip to the property or a drone over it, but we'd know pretty quickly if that's what they were doing. And so it's there's a lot of costs in preparing batteries. And I started talking about ore, and you know, it's taken from the ground. There's a heavy cost there. It's concentrated. There's a heavy cost there. And then it's shipped off as concentrate to battery manufacturers, and they get a reduced cost on the LME price. And then they have to pay a chemical charge, or they wouldn't, but the battery manufacturer would certainly absorb the chemical charge, mark up the product, and get the highest price available. And that's kind of what we'd do on a one-shot deal, one end to the other end. And so I don't think people appreciate that. It's you know, and that's just a layman's explanation. You know, it goes through the basically it goes through cleaning up the cathode materials off the foils, and then into leaching, and then through the circuits, and the lithium ion is leached separately. And we have a methodology of getting back close to 100% of the lithium and 100% of the valuable cathode materials. So, and then at the end of the plant, there's the reciprocator that basically sizes the particles and everything. And our whole plan on that is, what does the end user want? What does the battery manufacturer want? What does the OEM want? Well, they want the finished product to go back into the battery. So that's what we're trying to achieve, and I think we're well along the way to having achieved that. So it's a straight line. It's very profitable, and we don't have the numbers yet. But I actually calculated the profitability of recycling cathode material back 5 years ago. And it was highly profitable then. And but prices change; they fluctuate throughout the market. You know, the price of lithium is reaching all-time highs, and cobalt is still a very high price. Nickel is bouncing between $7 and $8, and so it's a fluctuating number. And what you want to do is you want to get that number down as tight as you can, and your recoveries and purities and the end product, and get the maximum price that you can for the battery material. Now, how are you going to work the deal with the battery producer? Battery manufacturer is something that has to be done behind closed doors. And, you know, you want to do the best you can for the company, because you don't want to be exposed to any risk. And the basic risk in most commodities is the commodity price. So, you want to get the squeal out of the pig. I think I said that last week. And, so that's kind of the way we do it. But that's a layman's explanation. You omit all those other steps that I talked about. You know, you don't have to mine the material. You don't have to ship it off to China to get it chemically treated, and that's where it goes. And then the battery manufacturer sells it to the well, the battery, actually the cathode manufacturer sells it to the battery manufacturer. And we want to omit all those steps and, you know, become actually a battery manufacturer, cathode manufacturer selling directly to an OEM, and that makes the most sense. And so that's where we're sitting. I'm still as optimistic as ever. I still say buy the dips, and when I look at the what's happening in the market, it's a fluctuating market. It's even if it does crash a couple thousand points, I think it'll bounce back readily. But the reality is, I think that EV cars and lithium-ion batteries are going to be a forever project and growing exponentially. So I see a great future for the company, and I want to nurse it right along there, and we want to keep control of what we're doing, and, you know, we're basically setting up to have control of that right through to the commercial production. And, you know, we'll be looking for partners, we'll be looking for joint venture partners, we'll be looking for licensing agreements to the battery manufacturer, and we can go from there. That's just a super formula for moving things along, and you know, it's and I hope to have lots of news next week, although, you know, we probably only have a couple press releases, and but the we've got stuff in the chute right now that should be mature, to has reached maturity that we can start press releasing some of that stuff. So it's a busy time here. I mean, it's been knocked me on my ass here for you know, putting in long days and early mornings, starting at 4 o'clock in the morning is definitely a tough track to follow, but you know, everybody else is a lot younger than me, so it doesn't affect them as much as it affects me. You know, you can lose out on some sleep, which can you know, weaken you, and you know, but I'm feeling pretty damn good today, and you know, we're still on that track. We may be here till late tonight, but we'll see. And I wish everybody a great weekend. I know that this is probably not what they wanted to hear, but those that are getting just involved can see that that I've tried to break it down as a layman to what we're doing, rather than giving you all kinds of results and trying to explain what they mean and everything else like we do in our press releases. So I hope that that's acceptable, and we move on to another week.
Larry, for people brand new to American Manganese, what's the company all about?
Well, American Manganese is a critical metals company, and where we've got two situations going. The first is from our patent that we got on treating extremely low grades of manganese, and you know, basically and producing electrolytic manganese metal at the same cost as it is in China. And the only problem with China is they use selenium, and that is banned everywhere in the world. But if you want to buy electrolytic manganese metal, you're going to have to get most of it from China. It's only about small production from South Africa, and the rest, 98%, is Chinese. So it's a critical metal, and, you know, you can't make steel without it. There's no rich deposits in North America that go anywhere or do anything. And so we tied up an area and retained a big section of that where we had higher grades, and because it was costing us too much money to continue with the option payments that we had and the burdens that we inherited, well, that we got in the company because the price was so high when we negotiated the deal. And So we might be revisiting that, but it'll be on a totally different terms than it was the first time. But we're moving through with the critical part of that, and as we've reported all along, we've had nothing but great results from our testing with the research lab, Cometco, who has no skin in the game and is arm's length, and what they give us is what we report. So you can find all this out on our website, AmericanManganeseInc.com, or you can, we trade under the symbols of, and on the Canadian market, under the Toronto Stock Exchange, Venture Exchange, under the symbol AMY. We trade in the U.S. under the symbol AMYQB, AMYZF, but we're on the QB exchange. And you can trade the stock in Europe under the symbol 2AM out of Frankfurt. You can contact the company at LREAUGH@AMYMN.com. Or you can give us a phone call here at 778-574-4444.
Larry, thank you so much for the update.
You're welcome.
We've been speaking with Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on September 24th.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.